Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience, we have another great hour coming up for you. For those joining us online, we have two great segments coming up for you that I know you're going to really enjoy. And we're kicking it off with a first-timer on our program. We're excited to welcome to our program today recording artist Dean Aslett. Today's a very special day for him. He's celebrating the release of his new project, Quiet Storm. And if you're just hearing about it, we'll remind you how you can get it for yourself, but also let you hear not one but two selections from the project, that being Brought from Affluent Records. We also are going to be talking to Dean not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share it literally with people around the world. Dean, hello to you, and welcome to the program today.
Good afternoon, Cyrus.
Hey. So, you know, really excited to be able to speak with you, Dean. And as I said, congratulations to you on the new project. You know, this project, and I got a chance to hear it before the actual release, which was great for me. Quiet Storm, I think, is such an amazing lyrical story, I feel like, of not only love, but appreciation for love and appreciation for what's important. What has it been like for you, Dean, already to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's just great, you know, to see now that it's a musical journey, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been doing it for 30 years, and if it's in your blood, you're just going to keep going no matter what. And it may come as a surprise to you, Cyrus, but it hasn't been an easy journey. It's been 30 years of people telling me stick to your day job,
right.
So it's not been that easy for that reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people looked down their noses at what I was doing and snubbed me and were downright rude at every opportunity. So you know, Cyrus, it's nice to prove them all wrong, and of course,
right.
Simply wonderful that now my dreams are in fact coming true. You know, like many artists, I face a constant battle to get recognition, but, you know, I've not had much support apart from my twin brother, Gavin, and I've felt quite alone sometimes. Consequently, I'm utterly grateful now that the public are responding so warmly, and I feel very enthusiastic about sharing more of my music across different communities and cultures.
Right. Exactly. And what a great thing, too, Dean. Dean, I love what you said, because I think there are people who will hear this, both on the radio dial as well as online around the world, who may have felt like it was only them, that they were the only one that, you know, were not getting the attention that they deserved. But to know that people, there you are, joining us today from London, you know, and you're experiencing, you know, the same thing, I think it really does show how, you know, how it's something all creatives kind of have to deal with. So my question to you would be this, Dean. What is it that has kept you going? Because as you said, it has not been easy. But what has kept you going and kept you moving toward that goal and dream?
Well, I began to discover after all this time now that I am a very stubborn character. Not that I thought that I was that in the beginning, because sometimes, you know, I believed, you know, a long time ago that it may happen. Other times I had doubts and wasn't so sure. It was always kind of 50-50 because, I say it out loud, my family completely undermined my confidence in pursuing my music career and utterly dismissed it. And so when you don't have that support, it's very, very difficult. And I now surround myself with just a handful of very true and loyal friends who've always been with me every step of the way, through the bad times and now hopefully the good times.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's what
Absolutely.
It's all about. Yeah, I was so excited to hear from Oscar at Affluent Records about you, Dean, especially when I heard the single I Could Almost Cry. You know, I think, you know, that song is so powerful, and we're going to talk more about it later, but there are so many songs on this project, Quiet Storm, that I think really speak to people. There is the one, You Make Me Shudder. I mean, the other one that is so powerful that we're going to hear here in just a moment, The Shame of Love. I mean, love is a theme that you have really seemed to embrace and really been able to show the different sides of. Do you think that kind of is at the core of what you do, that everything really begins and ends with love?
Yes, I do. I feel my songs, they are very personal, and they're based on a personal perspective, you know, and they are common themes that I return to, and I feel somewhat haunted by. I feel somewhat haunted by Cyrus, you know, themes like reflection, lost youth, first love, lost love, regret, anger, nostalgia, all those feelings come into play. I don't feel terribly political or anything like that. Cyrus, you won't find me on a soapbox preaching, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, go on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's funny that you said that, though, Dean, because I think your music, you know, shares a message that would resonate with people, I think, you know, in a way like nothing else could. I mean, so that kind of is your soapbox in a way, you know, being able to use music to be able to do it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And in many ways, I feel I live my life through my music, through my songs, which I hope will soothe people's pain, touch their hearts, and yet still open exotic windows, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what is happening right now, and I think people can see it through this project, Quiet Storm. For those who are just joining us, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today recording artist Dean Aslett. We're talking to him not only about the musical journey, even with the bumps in the road, but now how he's able to release this new project and really some great music. The first selection we're going to hear actually is my favorite, as I said, Dean, and I love, of course, you know, I Could Almost Cry Now as well, but I mean, The Shame of Love really spoke to me in a big way. How did that song come about for you?
Well, like so many of my songs, they start on a very, very small scale. And when I say that, I like things to have a haunting atmosphere, a haunting quality. I'm naturally drawn to sad music. In an uplifting way, I write mainly on keyboards and piano, starting from a bass line and a chord progression. And The Shame of Love was not any different to that. It started exactly like that, from a very simple chord progression and a bass line and a drum beat that I just started at my flat in Battersea.
Hmm.
And then on top of that, I started to write a top melody. But the words came quite quickly, and I hadn't written at that point. The song The Shame of Love was written back in 2011, but I hadn't written for about 4 or 5 years, and that was a song that was part of a few other songs that I was working on. I just had a burst of creativity. I don't write that often, Cyrus, but when I do, it normally is an album's worth of material, and that really coincided with a whole album. And I just found a lot of things coming out in that song. The Shame of Love, basically, it's reflecting on the family situation that I've always felt all my life, and it's kind of nostalgic, and there's a lot of regret, there's a lot of anger in there. And it's a very cathartic song. It's about realizing, you know, we all, it's an old cliche, but we hate the ones we love.
Mm.
That's the shame of love.
Yeah. The Shame of Love. It's a beautiful song, and for those who have not had a chance to hear it, it is on Dean Aslett's new project called Quiet Storm. Here it is on our program. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Dean right after this. Enjoy it.
Nocturnal love, I was destined for you by the light. It can take you by surprise, and I did it. Cause I bear your name in the smile. Love that for your shame.
Dean Aslett with Shame of Love right here on Conversations Live from his new project, Quiet Storm, that's out now. We'll be reminding you of that here in just a moment. We have Dean joining us live today from London, talking with us not only about the journey in music, but also what it's like for him to be able to share it with the world. You know, this next song that we're going to be hearing is one that I think a lot of people are now familiar with, Dean. I Could Almost Cry, because of the amazing video. And you and I were talking before we went on the air here. I mean, tell us a little bit about, for one thing, about the song, but also how this video came together.
Yes, of course. The song, well, I always had this song laying around. It wasn't a song that I wrote recently, Cyrus. It actually began life back in 1993 as a song called Nowhere. We had another verse and it had that Nowhere lyric in it, but I just wasn't 100% comfortable about it, and I just discarded it. And then I suppose the song evolved over a long period, and I re-recorded it numerous times. I completed a more rock version of the song about 6 years ago with veteran producer Nick Tauber, Thin Lizzy, Tony Basil, Spear of Destiny, and Jack Rustin, who has gone on to greater fame with Foxes more recently. But it never saw the light of day. I always loved that version, but I wanted to go in a more dancier direction with the Quiet Storm album. So it was remodeled again, and Steve Emney, who's my current producer from Emotion and Sound, produced it, and we ended up rewriting it from top to bottom. Mind you, I'm very happy with it, Cyrus, now for sure, but, you know, so many of my songs seem to go through this process. They're in a state of flux. They're evolving before reaching their final version. They will probably go through like 3 or 4 production changes from the original demo.
Right. Wow. You know, isn't it amazing, because you've shared this now a couple of times, Dean, how that something that began quite some time ago has now been able to not only be able to see the light of day, but seems so relevant today. I mean, it seems as though it's something that was meant for now. I mean, do you think that's part of the beauty of music?
Absolutely. It's timeless. And if you, and you know, disregarding fads or fashion, and you know, I adore fashion. I grew up, I worked in it. But, you know, music should be timeless. It shouldn't be a fad. It should be something that you enjoy listening to. And if you dig it, if you groove it, that you're into it now, and you'll be into it 20, 30 years later. Well, that's what it's like for me. You know, the records that I were naturally drawn to, even as a child, you know, as a 9-year-old child, and I adored new wave bands, all right, you know, throughout the 80s, and that had a major impact on me for sure. You know, they're records that I still enjoy now.
Right.
After all the time.
Yeah. And I think, again, it just goes to the power that music is able to have. You know, we talked about the song and how it came about. Now the video, I mean, because the video is so powerful. It's shot in such a beautiful way. And for those who have not had a chance to see it, it's on DeanAslett.com. We'll be reminding you of that a little bit later. But Aslett is spelled A-S-L-E-T-T. So if you go to DeanAslett.com, go under music, you'll be able to watch the video there. Take us into the video, Dean. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was an amazing experience, although, Cyrus, it was pretty stressful. We did a video, a previous video that we shot 2 months before called Show Me, and I don't want to confuse things, but the girl that we picked was the same girl for the I Could Almost Cry video, and the girl's name is Hannah Levitt Collins. I give you Hannah Levitt Collins. And the original premise for the Show Me video is that the girl could be seen as quite android, quite from that film, The Stepford Wives, that was a film from the 70s. And the reason we did that, they had recently been showing on UK television a series called Humans, and Matthew Beecroft, who's my video director, I think he was tapping into that kind of synthetic android zeitgeist that is kind of prevalent at the moment. And he wanted someone, and I wanted someone who could play two roles, a colder, more android-like persona, and a warmer, more humane side. And Hannah could play both parts, so we chose her for the Show Me video. And she did the video, and she's really hard-working, polite, and above all professional. And then she dropped the bombshell that she's in the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. So if anybody could give you publicity, then it was her. So when it came to doing the next video, which was, I give you, I Could Almost Cry Now, I instantly booked her again. But no, I'm just mucking around. I always, I'm a fan of the 80s, Cyrus, and I grew up with artists like Brian Ferry, Roxy Music, who always chose the same girl in his videos. I mean, you couldn't have a Brian Ferry video without Jerry Hall. And it's the same with Duran Duran. They had the same girl in the video for Save a Prayer and for the other song, Lonely in Your Nightmare. And, of course, when I came to do kind of trilogy of videos, I just... Hannah was so easy to work with. It was a natural that we'd choose her to work in the next video because if she was available, that was the only thing.
Right.
Yeah.
What a great thing. Well, it's a powerful video. And again, for those who haven't seen it, please head over to deanaslett.com. Click on the music tab there, and you'll be able to watch it for yourself. And now, here is your opportunity to be able to hear the single, again, from the project Quiet Storm. Here is I Could Almost Cry Now. We'll be back with more of our final moments with Dean right after this. Make sure you all stay with us.
I could almost cry.
That was I Could Almost Cry Now from the new project Quiet Storm from Dean Aslett. Dean is actually making his first appearance on our program today. We've been talking to him live from London as he's been talking with us not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to now give you all this brand new project. The website, again, that I mentioned is deanaslett.com. The music is available wherever you buy your music online. Of course, our friends are amazon.com, but you can buy it at the other online retailers as well. Make sure you all are supporting the music by Dean as well as telling your friends about it as well. Dean, when people finish listening to the project, what do you hope they're feeling and will be able to share with others about it?
I just hope that they enjoy it and will be excited to listen to more upcoming music from myself.
Mm-hmm.
I do, well, I do. I really love working on music. It's in my blood. And it's something that I just want to give to the world, you know?
Right. And we definitely appreciate you doing just that, Dean. Again, everyone, Quiet Storm is that project. Dean, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation together.
Oh, Cyrus, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And yeah. Have a great afternoon.
Hey, thank you so much for that, Dean. You do the same thing. Definitely want to thank our friend Oscar at Affluent Records for setting up this conversation with Dean for today. Again, Quiet Storm is the project. Get it for yourself again through your favorite online retailer. Make sure you're staying connected with Dean at his website at deanaslett.com. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.